النبي يقولون إن بيوتنا عورة. Some people started taking permission from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, making excuses that our houses are exposed. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says وما هي بعورة. Their houses are not exposed. There's no danger to them. إن يريدون إلا فرارا. They only wanted to run away. And the verses continue. The next 6 or 7 verses, which cover about almost 2 pages, they talk about the to and fro that took place between the believers and the munafiqeen, and the excuses that they had, the things that they were presenting to the Prophet ﷺ. And then after that, after this huge discussion that took place between the munafiqeen and the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then talks about the attitude of the believers themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. We hear this verse all the time, that in the life of the Prophet ﷺ, there is a good example for you. For who has hope in Allah and the last day, and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently. This is the context in which this verse was revealed. When there was a lot of difficulty, when there was hardship, when people felt that their lives are going to be destroyed. At that point, when you stand up and follow the way of the Prophet ﷺ, this is the means of success. That's the time when, instead of neglecting Islam, instead of rejecting Islam, instead of denying Islam, instead of saying that, no, I'm not really a practicing Muslim, I'm just a Muslim by name, this is the time when you stand up and you say that I have to follow in the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ. This is the time in which we stand up and claim proudly to be Muslims. This is why this verse was revealed in that particular context. In a general sense, we say, yes, we should follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ in our lives. And this is the general meaning that we get from this particular verse. But the context tells us even more than that. Why this verse was revealed, when it was revealed, it tells us that it was at a time of very difficult hardship and a very hard time that the Muslims were going through. And the next ayah, it talks about the attitude of the believers at that difficult time. وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. When the believers saw these armies around them, they said, this is what Allah and His Prophet have already promised us. Allah and His Prophet have promised us that you will go through hardships. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do the believers think that they're just going to say, آمَنَّا, we have iman, and they're not going to be tested? So this was a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again, that because you're believers, because you are Muslims, because you have taken up the faith, you will be challenged, you will be tested again and again. So this was the attitude of the believers. This trial, this tribulation, this test, it is something that has been promised to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already. The Prophet ﷺ warned us about it already. Many hadith talk about people that came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you so much. And the Prophet ﷺ said, watch what you're saying. He said, Ya Rasulullah, no, I love you so much. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, then get ready for trials and tribulations. Because the person who claims to love me, trials and tribulations will come to him quicker than the water that is descending in a waterfall. This, I'm paraphrasing the hadith, not the exact words. But this is what the gist of the hadith is, that the Prophet ﷺ said to the person who said, I love you, O Prophet of Allah. So this ayah says that when the believers saw these armies surrounding them, they said, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is what Allah and His Prophet have already promised us. وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And Allah and His Prophet, they told the truth. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. And it doesn't make them reject Islam. It doesn't make them, you know, become weak. It doesn't make them run away from looking like a Muslim or acting like a Muslim or talking like a Muslim, Allah says that وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. It increases their iman. It increases their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the attitude, my dear brothers and sisters, that we should have in this time of difficulty and in time of hardship. And we should not question what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put for us in terms of testing. We should accept it as being one of the things that have been promised and the things that we will have to face. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءِ ثُمَّ الصَّالِحُونَ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلِ فَالْأَمْثَلِ. The most difficult test come to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then the pious people. Then according to their status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are faced with trials and tribulations. So if we are facing a test, that is simply because we are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we should accept that. Hadith, a hadith which I mentioned at the beginning, Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a freed slave of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he warned us. He said that there will come a time when nations, they will call to unite against you. Just like people call each other to come and eat from food around a bowl or around a tray. Okay, let's get around, let's unite, and let's just give Muslims a hard time. Yushikul ummu an tadaa alaykum kama tadaa al-aklatu ila qus'atiha. There will come a time when nations will gather and unite against you, just like a person who is inviting people, and the people invite each other to come and eat from this big tray. Somebody asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Are we going to be small in numbers on that day, O Prophet of Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٍ. In fact, in those days you'll be a lot in number. But وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. But you're going to be like the foam on the ocean which doesn't have any kind of strength. It is pushed from side to side and it moves along with the water. This is how you will be. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, the mahabba, the awe that the enemies have of Muslims, that will be removed from the hearts of your enemies. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put into your hearts something which is known as wahn. The sahaba said, وَمَا الْوَحْنِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is this wahn that you're talking about, O Prophet of Allah? The Prophet said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. You will start loving the world much more and you will start disliking death. And this is a natural thing for a person who is not prepared for his death, that he's going to be disliking death because he's simply not prepared for it. Then there are many incidents that took place during Ghazwat al-Ahzab that talk about the attitude of the believers. The believers, they got together, they united and started working to solve the problem. And this is again something that we need to understand, that tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not simply just washing your hands of everything and saying, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take care of us. We have to do our bit, we have to tie our camels, and then have tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of us. And this was the same thing that the sahaba did. They didn't just sit there and wait to be attacked and said that Allah is going to protect us. They thought of a strategy. And the idea of Salman al-Farisi was taken, of digging a trench around the area which was to be attacked, and the Prophet ﷺ himself participated in digging that trench. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الخندق فإذا المهاجرين والأنصار يحفرون في غدات باردة. The Prophet ﷺ came out and he saw that the people, the Muhajirin and Ansar, were digging on a very cold morning. Anybody who's been to Medina knows that in the winter time, the mornings and the night time can be very severely cold. You need a thick jacket at that time. So the Prophet ﷺ, the hadith goes on to say, فَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ عَبِيدٌ يَعْمَلُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لَهُمْ. They didn't have slaves that could work with them. فَلَمَّا رَآ بِهِمْ مِنَ النَّصَبِ وَالْجُوعِ. When the Prophet ﷺ saw the hardship and the hunger that they were facing, he said a couplet, a couplet of poetry. And he said, اللهم إن العيش عيش الآخرة. Oh Allah, indeed the life, the real life, is the life of the hereafter. فَغْفِرْ لِلْأَنصَارِ وَالْمُهَاجِرَةِ. So, oh Allah, forgive the Ansar and the Muhajireen. And the Sahaba, they responded back to this couplet, and they said, نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقِينَ أَبَدًا. We are the ones that have pledged allegiance to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, as long as we live, that we're going to strive for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the attitude of the believers, united in that very difficult time. Hardship, hunger. It said at one point, one of the Sahaba, they came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, you know, how long is this going to go on? And he lifted his shirt up to show the Prophet ﷺ that he's hungry. And because of the hunger, he has a rock tied to his stomach. The Prophet ﷺ, he raised his blessed shirt, and on his blessed stomach there were two stones tied. He was going through the same hardship. It was not that the people who are the haves and the people at the top, they continue to eat and get fat and enjoy life, while the subordinates, they are striving and facing starvation. No, the leader, he is facing the same difficulty or even worse than his subordinates at that time. He is participating with them in that difficulty. But at the same time, the Prophet ﷺ, he showed optimism at this very difficult time. And what was that optimism? It's summed up in a hadith in which the Sahaba came and said to the Prophet ﷺ, this hadith is in Bukhari, narrated by Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that they came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, there's this big rock that we cannot move while we're digging the trench. It's huge and we cannot move it. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Ana nazil, I'm going to get down into the ditch and I'm going to dig myself. And he picked up the axe or the pickaxe and he started breaking this rock. Bara radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, this is a different riwayah which talks about the same thing. He says, لَمَّا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْخَنْدَقِ عُرِضَتْ لَنَا فِي بَعْضِ الْخَنْدَقِ سَخْرَةً لَا تَأْخُذْ مِنْهَا الْمَعَاوِلِ. When we were digging this trench, a huge rock was presented to us, it came to us, and the pickaxes that we had, it could not do anything with this rock. فَاشْتَكَيْنَا ذَٰلِكَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. We complained about that to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. فَجَاءَهُ وَأَخَذَ الْمِعْوَلِ. He came to it and he took up this tool, this instrument, this pickaxe to start digging himself. فَقَالَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ. He started with Bismillah. ثُمَّ ضَرَبَ ضَرْبَةً. And he hit this rock. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَعُطِيتُ مَفَاتِحَ الشَّامِ وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَنظُرُ قُصُورَهَا الْحُمَرْ السَّاعَةِ. He said, I've been given the keys of the Syrian Empire. Sham refers to Syria, Palestine, Lebanon, all of these areas there known as Bilad al-Sham. Now a person who uses his sense and logic, he thinks to himself that this man, he has two stones tied to his stomach. And all of the people around him are starving. The cold is severe. We think that our lives are going to end. And yet, he is giving us dreams of conquering Sham. This was the optimism that the Prophet ﷺ gave to the Sahaba, that at this very difficult time, they should not lose hope. أُعْطِيتُ مَفَاتِحَ الشَّامِ. He says, I've been given the keys of Sham, and I swear by Allah, I'm seeing its red palaces right in front of me right now. ثُمَّ ضَرَبَ ثَانِيَةً. Then he hit it another time, فَقَطَعَ آخَرَ, and another piece of the rock broke off. فقال الله أكبر عطيت فارس والله إني لأبصر قصر المدائن الأبيض الآن. I've been given the keys of Faris, the Persian Empire, and I'm seeing its white palaces right in front of me right now. ثم ضرب ثالثة. Then he hit it a third time. فقال بسم الله. Hit it with بسم الله. فقطع بقية الحجر. And the rest of the rock, it broke off. فقال الله أكبر أعطيت مفاتيح اليمن. I've been given the keys of Yemen. The keys of Yemen have been given to me. والله إني لأبصر أبواب صنعاء من مكاني. I can see the gates of Sana'a right in front of me right now. So again, he gave the people optimism. He remained optimistic. He showed optimism. He showed people to remain positive, not to have a negative attitude, but to look forward and to do what they could in advancing the cause of Islam in this world. So the summary of the story is, my dear brothers and sisters, and the lessons that we learn from this surah are that in these very difficult times, we should not become like the hypocrites in terms of losing hope and having a negative attitude. Rather, we should remain positive and we should do all that we can to advance the cause of Islam in this country. And one of the things that we need to do is become involved in the larger society. Not just become introverts and remain within ourselves, but become involved in the larger society in forms of giving dawah, in forms of getting involved in the electoral process, registering to vote, voting, and making sure that we make our voice heard in the outside system. And unless and until we do that, we will continue to get the short end of the stick and continue to be oppressed, and our voices will never be heard. So this is the attitude that we should have in these difficult times. Not that we should shrink into our shell or run away and leave the country. This is not what Islam is about. Islam is about standing up to your principles and learning from the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ. This is what we need to learn. This is not what we need to put into practice. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us leadership that appreciates us and appreciates the contribution of Islam and Muslims to this country. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من صلى وصام. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من قعد وقام. وصل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى الملائكة المقربين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا، اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا، اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، اللهم آتنا ولا تحرمنا، اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. يا عزيز يا غفار، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي العراق وفي الصومال وفي كشمير وفي العالم كله، واجعلنا من الذين يجاهدون في سبيلك حقا ولا يخافون فيك لومة لائم. آمين يا رب العالمين، آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حيا على الصلاة، حيا على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استمعوا واعتدلوا واستقيموا يرحمكم الله. Straighten the lines, close the gaps.